283, I'm going to start with the finance and administrative services budget. It's our office, floor office budget.
You got a problem reading cookies?
No, none. 283.
I hope I'm right. Wait, I'm wrong. I'm going to start on 272, excuse me.
What?
Alrighty.
This is basically the floor budget where we pay for joint costs within some of the administrative departments. The largest item here is $100,000 for other professional services. That's where we budget for the courthouse security contract. The only other new thing on here is $2,000 to replace some furniture. That's the extent of the administrative services budget. The next budget is on page 283. This is basically the financial services department budget. The first portion is the people here on this floor as far as finance and the contracted services. The increase here is in the contracted services. That's for a increase for our contracted services. The rest of the stuff is pretty much the same as it has been in other years. The next one, when you get down to the bottom, is what we've talked about throughout the process here, where we charge the people to our department, and then we have the interdepartmental charge back to the department. The first one that goes on page 283 and follows on to 284 is for the Public Works Department. The big change there is some additional and other professional services. That's for some additional fiscal help and to do some purchasing work out in the Public Works Department.
Wow.
Pardon?
Wow.
Well, what?
For your other professionals.
Well, it's just going up $80,000. The next one is the human services portion, where everybody kept talking about, where we charge the salaries here, and then we charge it through an interdepartmental charge. The other professional services there, I think Lori pointed out that she had an increase of $88,000, and that was for an employee for succession planning over in that department, and that one's about almost 60% funded. The other major thing in this department budget is back to page 283, is up at $552,000 for other professional services. This is where we have the sheriff's jail and corrections study money. And that is being funded with carryovers. Last year we funded the class and comp study with $100,000 in reserve. I misspoke, it's not carryover money, but reserves. This year we're funding the sheriff's study with the reserves.
Is the sheriff's study part of that whole grant study that's going on?
No, they are not. This okay. is strictly, it was not part of the overall scope. This one is just for jail and corrections.
So there's two studies going on?
Well, there's one that's being completed and one that's proposed for the 2015 budget.
It'll be just a continuation of the process. So we're doing this one that you're hearing about now that covers classified and the clerical and a few other groups, and then we'll continue that process and do with the jailers in the next year. We'll use the same process and it'll look at the marketplace and look at the wages and benefits and the schedule and then for that group of employees, and then look at, you know, what would best practices be and what do we need to do to retain them and protect that group. You know, you've heard them come in quite a bit and talk about their overtime, their scheduling, and we'll look at the whole Bailey with the whole, you know, holistic way of proposing that.
Yeah,
similar to what we're doing with this group.
So is the same person doing the study? Is the same group that you hired?
It's the same firm. Yeah.
So basically we're only doing three groups this year though, right?
Right.
It was highways and
clerical
and
the unclassified, which used to be the non-reps.
Right, so
and
we're
going to
do those.
I'm
kind of tired now, my memory's
a little bit. No, that's fine. But I mean, in the future, we may have to look at other groups, such as the, you know, Bob talked about the RNs and some of the other groups that really the market is fluctuate so much. We may have to go back years ago. We looked at the IT department because of IT people being in high demand. I'm not sure where we're going to go next, but our intent is to use reserves, 100,000 reserves every year, to look at different areas that we need to look at.
Okay.
Yeah. I was under the impression the sheriffs and stuff, that study was going to be done by the middle of next year. I mean, based on the questions, I was, what? No? Well, that's the impression I had, was that when we brought the, when I brought this question up, they said, well, Bob said, well, we're doing the study, and, you know, we should have that information by next year.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we have a study done as far as the jail and corrections for some type of implementation in the 16 budget. That's always our intent, is to have it approved in the one budget so it's ready for the next. But there's outside factors that go into why we can't get it done.
And if we're happy with the firm that we pick, and if we think they do a good job, including the board of directors and everybody, then we won't have to do the RFP, and that'll save time. And the, plus, this is a smaller group. So this one should go faster than this more complex one.
So why don't you have to do an RFP for the second group?
Well, there isn't any law that says we have to do an RFP. But since we picked that firm and used an RFP, so we did go through a competitive process, and when all factors were weighed, we believed them to be the best with cost and value. And we had a piece there where we said there may be additional work, and we put that out to the marketplace too, because we didn't want to have to keep RFPing every single time we did this, because we knew that we would have, we wanted to cycle through all of the employee groups that would bring value to this market-driven analysis.
Okay.
And I think the correction study is going to have some additional elements, like Dave said, looking at the overtime, looking at the schedule, looking at the staffing levels to make sure that they're all correct, rather than just focus on wages and benefits and whether they're competitive and able to retain people. We want to look at it holistically. I think Supervisor Gentz and I talked where joint services will probably have the same type of issue coming forward when it comes to the 911 dispatch and some of those people. The
right,
continuum,
okay,
page 377, this is referred to as a non-departmental. This is where we budget some things that are countywide. I'll give you a chance to get to 377.
This is English.
The first item on there is salaries, and it's down from $900,000 to $700,000. That's our vacancy adjustment. The next item on there, which is $100,000, that's the savings we're getting from charging the 8% and 10% on the health care for the Vitality.
Why are you reducing the vacancy adjustment?
A couple different reasons. One, we're not seeing the turnover we have in the past, and we're not making the vacancy. Plus, we have some other factors, like in the Brookside, we're no longer going to lapse the dollars from Brookside, so we won't get any vacancy savings from Brookside. We haven't been getting much anyway. We have a lot of these things, such as the Sheriff's Department in Brookside, that have the ability now over the years, we've given them the ability to fill the positions before they become vacant so that they don't have these large overtimes and influx of people. We have to continue moving that vacancy factor down to a more realistic vacancy based on our turnover.
So when you get an example, somebody says somebody's going to leave, I know they're going to leave, then you say go ahead and start the process.
Yeah.
Makes sense, and they can train the new people, is that what happens?
We used to hold those jobs open for a period of time, and that's how we got that savings. But as the economy got thing, and as our jobs got more sophisticated, it was harder to keep a job open and not get that work done for a period of time. It was causing us overtime and other considerations that made sense to bring it down.
Do you ever overlap with the employees? Sometimes?
So occasionally we do, yes. We have the ability to overlap.
Makes sense.
The $100,000 was a savings from the Vitality of moving up the 8% and 10% for the lower levels. The $547,500 $1,000 of that is for the implementation of the class and compensation study. The other portion of that, and I'm not sure how much dollars are for each one until we get that class and comp study, is to give the employees, the other employees, a 1.5% increase. The next item, as we go down into the revenues,
that's effective July 1st, right?
The effective date will be with the, along with the, when I get into the budget resolution, it'll be along with the implementation of class and comp. So whatever we, whenever we implement that, we'll implement the 1.5 at the same time so that we have enough money to fund both of them.
Okay. So you don't have a specific date?
We don't have a specific dollar amount with that class and comp is going to cost us, or the 1.5, so we'll implement it when we can keep it within that $500,000.
So it could be before July 1st, it could be after July 1st?
It's most likely after July 1st, most likely.
Jeff? This general property tax line item, is that just because of the timing? Or what? Because it looks like the actual was $29 million in 2013.
That's just the allocation to fund on our books. It has nothing to do with the budget per se. We have to allocate the levy to the individual funds, and this is how much that gets allocated to Fund 100. Which is the general government fund.
So that's just what goes there, but it doesn't have anything budget related with it. That's just what ends up there.
That's what ends up for general government, the portion of levy in Fund 100. The sales tax is increasing from $10,850 to $11,650, an $800,000 increase. The rest of these estate shared revenue are pretty much in line. Indirect costs, the tipping fee.
The tipping fee is up.
Just slightly.
Yeah, well.
I mean, just based on actuals. At one time, it used to be, what, almost $500,000
in April? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the first time it's gone back up a little bit.
Yeah. What's Illinois at now? Did it go up again, or is it staying steady?
Mm-hmm. All right. We just budget for it on a, we get it quarterly, and we just do budget for it on a rolling period of time, based on our actuals.
Dave, you got an updated number on the sales tax for now, up through September?
The last time I looked, it was a little, the forecast was getting close to $12 million, but the thing that I'm looking at is, I compare 2012 to 2013, and I was able to look in detail at what caused the increase between 2012 and 2013. But I won't get the 2014 report until next year. And I'm pretty sure that there's some one-time benefits we're getting from all this construction. So the Amazon and all the construction we have going on is spiking sales tax. And then once the construction levels off, then the sales tax will level off.
Why do we keep doing construction? Keep adding economic development.
I do have a report through September if you'd like to see it. We're up $1 million. We're up $1 million, almost $1.2 million, and that's through September. And we're conservatively budgeting an increase of $800,000 in the budget.
Is that forecasting 11.8 or
11.9?
11.8.
That's through September.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything further?
But when I put the budget together, that's what it was based on.
Yeah.
Aaron,
one question back on the salaries with the raise. Is that
class and comp and for a 1.5% increase for some employees? They wouldn't necessarily get both, but how we implement that and roll that out will depend on what the class and comp study says.
But the comp study is only on a select group. It's not for all the employees, it's for...
It was for a select group. It was for the non-reps, it was for the clerical, and it was for the highway people. So some of the others would get a 1.5% increase.
So they won't get both.
Right.
If someone gets an increase through the class and comp, they won't get the 1.5, and vice versa. If someone is not part of the class and comp or doesn't get an increase from class and comp, they'll get the 1.5. Mm-hmm.
What happens if... because we don't get the results until like Q2 next year, right?
What all we're allowed to do is what you're approving. So what you're approving now, you're approving us to do the $500,000. And so when we get the class and comp set, first of all, nothing will start before July 1st. nobody will be able to get any increase now for this before July 1st. If the class and comp study comes in later, you'll see in the budget resolution where it's going to take a little more money, and I don't think it will, but if it does, then we would put it off so that the amount of money we have is enough. But it's really one combined pot. We can use it both for the 1.5 and the class and comp. I'm kind of thinking this will come in, you know, this will be enough to implement it, but if it ends up not being enough, then we have to defer it until that number is enough to happen.
But then next year it'll be in for 100% of the year.
Mm-hmm. It just feels premature, like we're just not the right number, you know.
It works. This will work.
You're saying you'd adjust the date.
We would adjust the date and make it work. And then, as I heard Ron say, the impact on 2016, well, we will look at 2016
and 2016. I understand. Maybe sales tax will pick up.
All right, anything else?
That's it on those pages. Next, I'll take you to page 390.
393.
I just want to show you, this is the amount budgeted for county paid retirees for health insurance.
I was already there. I was too.
We have to cut them off.
The next page I'll take you to is to page 399. Take the 399 first, and this basically shows you our total debt service. But then we still have 327 that's budgeted in the golf, and that's the last year of the golf. And we have $7,000 budgeted in the job service of interest. If you go over to the next two pages to 401, this is the amount of principal and interest, the $14 million, that's not either in golf or the job services, as showed you on the other page. And we have two funding pieces here. We had a premium on the notes, so we have to use that to pay the interest, and that was $218, and we still have that Build America Bonds rebate of $314,000, which is reducing our overall debt service from the $14 million to $14,018,000, with the exception of the $300,000 for Brookside and the $7,000 for job services, which is in all budgets. The last page I just want to point out, just because I need a correction, and that's on page, and I don't know how this happened, page 406. I just need, as part of your motion, just to correct the library headings for some reason. The whole budget came out right except for the library, where the headings say 2014 proposed and it should say 2015 proposed.
It started in 2014. Right. Anything else?
A couple more things. I want to take you to page 162. I know that Mr. Kupfer had this on his list of capital projects, but I just wanted to point out where this is. On page 162 is $250,000 for the Shalom Center, for the new building, of which $125,000 is being funded with capital reserves, and the other $125,000 were bonding for. And then finally, the last...
That has not even been passed, though, by the City Council, has it?
Yes. As far as their conditional use permit, I don't believe so.
No. Yeah, no, that was the Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission passed, but it hasn't been passed by the City Council.
Yeah.
We wouldn't issue the money to the city unless they had the approvals. It's for their capital building program, so unless they have the approvals in place, we wouldn't be...
doing it.
We wouldn't be releasing the money to them.
That would get approved.
We've been carrying that over for years.
No, we were carrying, yes, that was the other place. We carried it over for years and years and years in our CIP, and then we had dropped it out of our CIP because they could not find a location. Mm-hmm. And it was always the commitment to put it back in there if they ever did find the location. Okay. And then I have one other piece I want to point out, and I'm just going to hand this out. The other night, you guys had approved the purchase. And the reason why this is somewhat important, and I want to go through this real quick, is because I'm asking for some budget resolution language with regard to the building acquisition and the parking expansion here. I just wanted to point out the funding portion of this, that we're funding it with the sale of the Ewell House, the money we'll receive from the city on the Heritage House. We are selling some land, which a resolution will be coming forward. We're selling some property out of Belmar subdivision to the DNR. And then we're using some reserves from and reprogramming some bonded dollars. So half of this project is being paid for from these other funding sources. But the language in the budget resolution, because I will not know when the Velmar piece will close, it may close in another year, I have to have the flexibility of moving the budget, because it becomes, whether it becomes reserves if we close on it this year, or it becomes revenue if we close on it next year. And I need that flexibility for some of these items, depending on how they end up closing. That's why it's important, and I wanted to show it to you tonight rather than during the budget resolution tomorrow. But that concludes my part of the report as far as the rest of the budgets that we didn't cover.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to bring up a couple times tonight I've heard, and I don't know if they were both you or one was you, we'll get it from reserves. Where are we with our reserves? And when I hear taking money from reserves, I kind of get nervous because we fought to build our reserves up. So, you know, and I know you wouldn't let that fall, but I just want an explanation.
That's a very good question, and I do have a schedule here. If you go to page 31, it's a good question.
In
the summary.
In the front or in the back?
31 in the front.
Oh, okay. Reserves and carryovers.
That was
Mackler. Well, this is. Okay. Do you remember Walter Murkowski?
Yes, I do.
Remember what he used to say?
No.
When he said we didn't have money, he'd say, "Get it out of the old moldy sock." That's
old
moldy sock.
This is not the old moldy sock. Now let me explain it real quick.
It's close.
In our policy, we can use up to 300,000, Dave, of general fund reserves. And if you look there, we're only using 260 of general fund reserves. Okay? We're using 50, which we have continually used in the executive's office, and you talked about that. We're using 100 in the finance department, and that's for the jail and correction study. And we're using 110, and I believe last year we used 100 for the scanning in the DA's office, and that's in the IT budget. But those are the only general fund reserves we're using. We're using capital reserves, and these were bonded dollars that are in reserve that we can only use for bonded projects. These are all bonded.
So we're not taking money out of the general reserve, we're taking that money out of bonded money that's sitting in reserve.
But for the 260, we are.
Right. The 250 is coming out of the general fund.
No.
The 865 here is coming out of the capital reserves. Okay.
Which is stuff we bonded.
Well, stuff with bonded dollars.
Right.
Bonded
okay.
reserves.
And our forecast that we've been giving the committee is on track. We expect to have a small surplus when we went through that with the rating agencies, and then we gave you those reports. So, and this is programmed into that.
What are we? What is the estimate for our reserve? Is that we wanted 17%?
Yeah,
what are we at?
We're
21%.
21%.
Almost 21.
We'll hold that or expand that.
Okay.
So we'll be okay.
Let me write that down.
If we're not, then we have to warrant by me for it.
If you go to the human services reserves real quick, I might as well go through that. That $40,000 was for their closet that they have where they have some money and they have to use it for some of the equipment, that rental closet.
They have a money in a closet?
Yeah.
Closet is like wheelchairs.
Wheelchairs.
That's the first I heard of a money closet. I want to go to there.
It's better than a dirty sock.
Yeah. And the carryovers are things that I think are very important. The biggest one being that debt service 282, that was a premium on the bond that we have to use to pay the interest on the bonds. That's the biggest portion, that 527. And then there were some other carryovers, especially when it came to the planning development budget, where they had 78,000 that they didn't spend for engineering services and for grant writing. And rather than levy for those dollars that we didn't use, we want to carry those dollars over and then replenish them rather than tax for them every year. Because we don't know, we know we're going to need engineering services at some time. Most of these other our carryovers were things of that nature. But this is
they weren't bonded. These are carryovers that we expected to spend, and because we didn't spend them, we're thinking we may spend them next year, yes. So we want to. Okay,
correct.
Got you. All right.
But that's a summary, and yes, we did use the word reserve or carryovers and many a times during this. But this page here outlines those, the uses
Thank
of
Thank you for your clarification.
All right, anything further?
Not as far as the department, right. But when you're done, I do have one item of cleanup to distribute.
All right, so let's take the some discussion, if any, on the finance department. There's no discussion, but chair would entertain a motion.
I would move to approve it as
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
All right, any further discussion on this
budget? With Al's corrections.
With Al's corrections.
Anything further? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chairman Rose asked a question of the DA's office the other night with regard, or actually the medical examiner's office, that we wanted to follow up with the DA's office on cause of death and what's the other manner of death. Mm-hmm. We asked the question backwards, but we got the answer you need. So
I think I asked how many total deaths. Remember that?
Yeah, it was like 160 something. Well over the 100.
But the Milwaukee Medical Examiner will give us the cause of death, okay? They will not give us the manner of death, okay? And then we have to figure out the manner of death, and it gives you the listing of what we spent on the particular cases with regard to that.
They can't determine it.
I think this, I believe this answers your question, Chairman.
All right, any other?
Last but not least, I'd like to distribute the red line of the budget resolution. I know you've been waiting all night since 6 o'clock.
I'm so excited.
All right, we're alive. We did, April, we voted on the finance budget, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a question here, and we responded to confirmation. Yes. The budget resolution is being distributed. We'll talk about that tomorrow. If there's nothing
home and
further,
read it.
I would entertain a motion.
Would you like to move?
Yes, okay. I would.
Second. There is a motion to adjourn, and the agenda tomorrow night then will be final approval. You're certainly free to bring up anything new, old, and
you're not going to
proceed. And then, of course, this.
We have for tomorrow night. We have an agenda. We have one resolution that we want to take care of because we'd like to get it to the board on November 5th for some snow equipment. We'll take Mike Hickner, somebody from Ellers will be here. I believe Dawn Gunderson will be here to go through coordination resolutions. We have an ordinance change. And those three items have to be taken care of tomorrow.
All right, so we have a full agenda. We'll start again at 6.
And we will have food again. We just have a light pizza and some chicken.
All right, is there any further?
All those in favor
of adjourning say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, we are now adjourned. Thank you.
Anybody else need a budget room?
What kind of check I don't
pay? Are you adjourned?
No, from Durango.
I don't want to miss his vote. April was bleeding.
Thank you.
Just in case, you know.
He's faithful.